You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Nima Ramani is with us. He's an attorney, president of the West Coast Trial Lawyers Association. And Nima, I have been really excited to talk to you about this one because I really want to get your perspective. From an attorney, this is something that is not anywhere in court right now. It's still very much an unsolved mystery. But you've been involved in unsolved mysteries in your career path with clients and such. I'm curious this early in this story where you think it could possibly be going. Dr. John Forsythe, this is a doctor in Northwest Arkansas and Southwestern Missouri, been practicing for quite some time, had wonderful reviews. Everything seemed to be going well in his life. He just settled a divorce with his ex-wife, from all accounts, very amicable. He had $19,000 to pay a month in child support and alimony. But again, because he had eight children, it makes a little more sense when that is put into perspective. And also had a crypto business with his brother. The brother had been stating the narrative of this since his brother went missing. They had had a disagreement with a colleague overseas in the crypto business. Some threats had been made, but they didn't take it very seriously because he kind of went away and nothing else ever happened. However, once John went missing, the brother started talking to the media and confessed that John had been kidnapped last year, never reported it to anyone. No one seemed to have any other knowledge of it other than the brother. And that raised a couple eyebrows. He went missing out of nowhere after telling his fiance that he was on the way home. See you very soon. Fiance pregnant, 8 months pregnant with their child. He's never seen again after being on a security camera outside of an aquatic center, going into an SUV, getting out of the SUV, walking around his own car, not taking his wallet, not taking his phone, walking off camera. They find him a couple weeks later dead in a lake here in Northwestern Arkansas. Very bizarre, very, very strange story. This is something where you have to wonder what's going on here. Is there a second life going on in a case like this?
Maybe, and there's so much going on here, and it's not a whole lot of information coming out from law enforcement, right? So,
no.
You know, obviously in a case like this, you're going to look at the ex first, right? Mm-hmm. Recent divorce. Sounds like things are amicable. Yeah, you got a new woman who's pregnant. You have potentially some financial issues. You know, a lot of folks made and lost money with cryptocurrency and his brother. And then just sort of, like you said, those conflicting stories, maybe there's a second life, right? He's got apparently multiple cell phones, laptops, you know, and he just disappears off the face of the, was it suicide? Was it foul play?
Mm-hmm.
And we just don't have a whole lot of information right now. I just don't think law enforcement knows, or if they do, they're just not where they need to be to go to the grand jury or to charge someone with murder.
And that's the question, because on the surface, a lot of this, it doesn't look like a spouse type situation or ex-spouse, because if everything was amicable and she was about to get $19,000 a month, the last thing I think you'd be wanting to do, number one, not just because of the money, but because you're the father of eight children here, I don't think she'd want to off him. And then you'd also not get your $19,000 a month, should that take place. But who would be interested in killing someone over this? The crypto world is an interesting one. A lot of people look at it as kind of shady. Sometimes I think so because they don't really understand or know much about it. But is there a lot of crime? Is there a lot of dark things that go on within that world as of right now because it is so unregulated?
Of course. And this is something that we don't know, you know, what he was doing, but cryptocurrency is a currency of choice for those engaged in drug and human trafficking, for instance. It's a lot easier to make those types of payments using crypto than, you know, briefcases full of cash, like we used to, sometimes even truckloads of cash. Now, again, I'm not saying that, you know, he was involved in any of that. He might have just made a lot of money, or frankly, lost a lot of money, John and his brother. But, you know, it's just something that law enforcement has to investigate. Those are usually the most common leads, right? The ex, the current partner, anyone that has a financial motive to off someone. So I think that's where we would start. And because the circumstances of his disappearance are certainly pretty strange, you know, for folks to say that he killed himself, but no suicide note or anything like that. Not very common.
Sure. How often do you see, or how often have you been in a situation where you had a client that's in some trouble who had been kidnapped previously? Because being kidnapped, never reporting it seems very, very odd. What's your take on that aspect of this story?
Very odd. And, you know, it may have been that he was, you know, tied up with some unsavory folks. And again, a lot of this is his brother's sort of speculation, right? Mm-hmm. He's gone publicly and he said that, you know, John crossed paths with some bad folks and didn't tell me about them. And, you know, and today's true crime world, especially on social media, you know, there's Facebook groups and, you know, detectives who are digging. And, you know, oftentimes these individuals, they're great sources of information. So I think it's just a matter of time before someone, whether it's a law enforcement officer or a civilian, kind of connects the dots and well, we really find out what happened to John.
Is it a red flag? And in no way am I accusing his brother of anything, because he may just be at this point of, oh my gosh, I just have to unload and tell everybody everything I know that maybe just me and my brother were keeping between ourselves, because I love my brother and I care about him and I want to figure out what happened to him. But in another angle, you can look at it and go, he really has been trying to control the narrative of this, or at least has been controlling the narrative of this since his brother went missing, by sharing these rather bizarre stories of the business associate that was upset with them, that made threats, of the kidnapping that took place. A lot of, you know, look over here, this is really bad. And that may just be exactly what it is. It may be look over here because he wants people to look over there because he doesn't know what the hell's going on. Or it's look over here, don't look at behind the curtain over there.
Oh yeah, it could be that he's the one responsible. We've seen it a lot in cases where, you know, kids are missing and, you know, that the parents, you know, actively lie to the media and law enforcement about their whereabouts, you know, about these red herrings, trying to, you know, get folks off the track. Again, I'm not accusing his brother of being responsible for his death, but, you know, I mean, look, there's something to be said for, you know, Richard being so active in the media. He could be a concerned brother, and just like, he could be someone who's responsible or knows more than he's telling us. Really, really too early to tell, but he's been very, very active on traditional and social media talking about his brother's disappearance and death.
Yeah, it'll be very interesting to see how that pans out, and I think only time will tell.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers Podcast, dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.